More than 20 states have filed a federal lawsuit against New York, challenging the constitutionality of the state's recently enacted Climate Change Superfund Act. Signed into law by Governor Kathy Hochul in December, the legislation aims to collect approximately $75 billion from companies held responsible for greenhouse gas emissions due to their fossil fuel production and refinement, including some companies controlled by foreign governments, New York's Attorney General's Office, and Department of Taxation and Finance have been granted enforcement authority, but the extent of their jurisdiction over foreign entities remains uncertain. The lawsuit challenging the Climate Change Superfund Act, filed in U.S. District Court in Albany, is led by AGs from 22 states with industry groups such as the Gas and Oil Association of West Virginia also involved in the litigation. The plaintiffs say the law imposes unprecedented liability on energy producers while violating both the U.S. Constitution and the Federal Clean Air Act governing cross-state emissions. The suit also argues the legislation penalizes a select group of energy producers for global emissions while overlooking the role of consumers in fossil fuel use. The law's opponents, including a coalition of business, energy, and labor organizations aligned with the Business Council of New York State, claim it could lead to increased costs for consumers and businesses. Meanwhile, supporters of the Climate Change Superfund Act, including several New York State lawmakers, say it holds major greenhouse gas emitters accountable and prevents costs from being passed on to taxpayers.